Welcome to John Longwell Media for a ministry message moment. What's your plan? Do you even have one? The enemy of your soul, Satan himself, has a general and a specific plan of attack against you. The overarching goal is to steal, kill, and destroy all that we have and are, and the strategy that will be used against us is everything we take for granted and overlook. From the very beginning, when Cain killed his brother Abel, we glimpse how the enemy lays in wait patiently for us to turn our gaze away from him so he can attack. Genesis 4:5-7. But for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it." The image here in verse 7 of sin crouching at the door reminds me of the old Pink Panther movies, where Inspector Clouseau's manservant, Kato, would hide and pounce on the inspector per Clouseau's own instructions to attack him at any time so that he could keep his fighting senses sharp. Unlike this comedic version, our real-life enemy uses our own weaknesses and distractions against us. The Bible's instructions for us are to rule over, master, and subdue the sin that would so easily beset us and dominate over our lives. The idea is much like becoming a skilled wrestler, where you both learn to hone your fighting moves as well as learn to anticipate your adversaries. Only in this way will we rule over our enemy. In this example, we see God lovingly coaching Cain as he seeks him out and inquires of his heart and that which burdens it. Why are you angry, and why has your face fallen? God says that he can see that Cain is upset, but he also further brings to light the reality of the situation. If we know there is a perilous cliff, and we give ourselves a wide space between our path and the edge, then we do well. However, if we choose to walk dangerously close to the edge, then we risk falling. God's encouragement is to see the threat and act accordingly. Master the things that could do you harm and understand that unlike an inanimate cliff, the enemies of our soul act with intent and hostility. They strategize for our demise, and it is up to us to both defend and contend for our well-being. Father, thank you for making us aware of the threats that lie in wait against us. Thank you that we need not fear our foe, but simply respond to your gentle guidance. May we become ever more vigilant as we seek to walk in obedience to your plan for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
For more inspirational messages or information about Pastor John Longwell, visit him on the web at www.johnlongwell.com. Thank you, and may God's blessings be yours in abundance.